Vipin, what do you got, man? What do you got for us?
All right. Thank you. So I think I like this, the way, you know, you work with various different type of personalities. But once you get this connected and then, you know, it's a time to make a decision.
Yes.
I think, you know, that's a real barrier, right? So before you cross, let's say, for example, right, I'm working with accommodator, and then, you know, he says that, oh, we need, like, for example, I'm saying we need to release this product to the public, right?
Okay.
Is it ready to release? And then, but let's say I found an issue saying that, oh, you know what, I think we need to fix this before we release it. Then accommodator is okay with that, but, you know, it's not really want to hurt my feelings. So he says, let's release this, see what happens, and then we will fix it. Versus I say, no, I think this is going to be a disaster. Let's fix it. Maybe delay it. Right. So I might be able to convince him, but it is not a one-time thing, right? This is an office environment I work with all the time. So maybe I can convince him now, but would that impact the long-term relation? And then how do you go with that?
Okay. Good question. Especially in regards to dealing with accommodators. I like this a lot. So first thing to remember when dealing with any accommodator, right? In addition to the fact that they're relationship focused.
Right.
The thing that they struggle with the most in life, in general, is saying no to people.
Yes.
They really struggle with that, right? And as you know, right, you felt it before.
Yeah.
And so whether this accommodator, based on the circumstances, having trouble saying no to you, or they have people that they're answering to that they're worried about disappointing because they got to say no to them, that's probably the crux of the issue. And so using a verbal observation to start to explore that a little bit more. Because maybe what might help that accommodator, if they got somebody to answer to, bringing you in, the expert that understands the problems deeply and also understands how to fix them and how long it's going to take, maybe bringing you to the table in that circumstance is going to help them the most. Or if they were trying to say no to you and they can't stomach the thought, you bring it up, like, it sounds like you're trying to figure out how to say no, right? It seems like you're worried about turning down my request. That at least opens it up and will alleviate some of the pressure, like, you know, that is exactly what I'm worried about. And now you're having a very different conversation because you're addressing the emotional issue that's standing in the way of progress. And especially in your mind, actual progress of, we need to delay this because we don't want to put out crap. And I'm not going to put out crap with my name on, right? Mm-hmm. And so once you've addressed the emotional issue, then problem solving can come on the back end. But it's really hard to problem solve without fixing that first.
Yeah, the comrade is also worried about, oh, we already delayed twice, or, like, you know, we never delivered anything. So this is give us some credibility with the customers. And if you say we're going to delay it again, maybe it's better product, but he's worried about, like, saying, like, oh, it's going to be delayed one more time, right? And then I can be the bearer of bad news to the customers, but, and then again, the two things here, like, how do we deal with the customers, which is beyond this accommodator, number one, and number two is that if I force it, let's say, like, you know, cut the crap, we're delaying it, then I might, because this is the person I'm going to work with in a corporate environment for next, I don't know, number of years, right?
Yeah.
So that's, even for me, there's a relationship I need to maintain with the person. And also, how do you deal with this beyond the negotiation here, the customer side of it?
Very good. Yeah, okay, very good. So a couple things. Part of dealing with, especially any team of people, is helping them facilitate negotiations for themselves when we're not in the room. And so helping this person walk through how to deliver bad news is probably going to help them, right? Because they don't know how to say what they need to say. That's the first part. And then the second part of, right, we got to maintain this relationship. That's a very open conversation you can have with an accommodator. And you know, and to the tune of, I know it's important for us to figure out how to work best together. And I know it's important for you to make sure that we protect the relationship and continue to work amicably. How do we handle issues like this in the future so that we don't, I want to say destroy, but I don't really like that word, so that we don't hinder any of that, so that we don't have any negative effects on our ability to work as a cohesive unit, right? And the accommodator might say, well, I need to know a week earlier, or, we need to have daily check-in calls, whatever it is, but letting them know you want to protect the relationship too, because it's important for so many reasons. And then how do we do that so that we don't run into another problem like this, and let them state what it is? And the great thing about it is if they state it all and things still hit the fan, they stated what the agenda was going to look like, right? They stated what the talking points, how they would be navigated moving forward. And so we readjust if we run into that. But yeah, help them figure out how to deliver the bad news. Because what I know you're worried about what the hell we're going to say to our customers, because we've already delayed this thing once, and you're worried about how they're going to feel about us if we delay it again. That's right, Vipin, right? Here's a way to deliver bad news to them, right? And throw some suggestions. But great question. I like that. Accommodators can be a tough cookie to crack sometimes.